Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and of course I'm here with Brian.
Hey, now I gave you official billing now. You should be happy.
Yeah, when I start collecting a paycheck, then I'll be happy.
Hey, me too. So how are you, Brian?
Wait for a vacation.
Yeah.
Getting the hell away from here, that's for sure.
That's right, you're supposed to go out...
out west. Out Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it by Ohio or something?
Yep, going to see an old college buddy.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Well, high school buddy, I should
say. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
That's about my whole vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, that and I'm doing a Sleep with the Ghosts at Fort Mifflin.
Oh, that's right. And Nathan from...
Yep.
Demon Hunter? He's the
Demon
Hunter, right?
Yeah.
Ghostman and Demon Hunter. Nathan's going on that with you.
Yep. They were nice enough to slide us in. They only take 25, and they booked up in 24 hours.
Wow.
I talked to her. I sent her an email on Friday, and I said, oh, okay, you know, let me just verify everything with the other person. And I emailed her Saturday, and she got back to me Saturday, and was like, we're all booked up. I was like, oh, come on. And he's like, no, I'll slip you through it.
Yeah, wow, that's the least they could do. I mean, you've given them a considerable amount of business.
No, nothing like, Ghost Hunters gave them.
I'm sure Ghost Hunters still gave them the measly stipend anyway, and then still charged the $250 a head for people to get in there.
No, when they went to film.
Oh.
Oh, no, that the other thing's still coming. I think that's in June or July, something like that.
Yeah, the other...
$250
a head. $250 per person. I'm like, sheesh.
I better have someone supplied for my bed then.
If I had that, man, I would just, being right on the parkway, heading down to the Borgata. They have the most kick-butt spa there. And that would be it. I'd be like, screw it. I don't need to gamble, because I don't like it anyway, and it bores me to tears. But
me too.
I would be... in that spa, getting my facial and my full body massage, and then...
I was about to say your full body apparition.
Oh, no. They have an amazing spa, and you can go in that beautiful whirlpool, and they like, oh, do you want a mimosa? And you just sit there in your nicely issued thick terry cloth robe and your issued thick terry cloth slippers, and...
Yeah, you won't be going there for a while.
No. It sucks, but hey, well, that's my life.
Well, I did get to go to the new Mount Airy Casino over the weekend.
Where's that? That's in Poconos.
Yeah,
right?
Mount Airy. Used to
be called
Mount
Airy Lodge.
Actually, that's where it used to be. The Mount Airy Lodge was on that spot, and they tore it down and built this place.
Oh, jeez. I remember, do they still have that Caesars Pocono Resort?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God, that was so cheesy. I remember, my first husband and I think that was, our we got married on a Saturday and Monday went right back to work. It was just like, oh, well, you know. And a couple months later, I think it was in March, we finally got a somewhat of a honeymoon. And we went up to Caesar's Pocono Palace thinking, okay. And it was, the room was neat, cheesy, very cheesy. I mean, you walk in, you have a living room.
Right,
with the little cheesy fireplace and the Duraflame logs. And there's a circle of glass cut in the floor with those little lights that run underneath it, you know? And when you went and sat on that glass, you were sitting in front of the fireplace, you could look down to the very bottom floor where there was a little pool. You had your own little round pool on the first floor and a little sauna. And then you came up to the second floor and you had, I think, the bedroom, which was a round bed with a balcony. And then on the top floor, which is where you walked in, was the fireplace and the living room. Oh, God. And it was called Adam and Eve Suite. Yeah, the Adam and Eve suite, so you got two apples in your room every day. Woo-hoo.
Ooh.
And, oh, my God, so cheesy. And then we go to dinner, and one of the people at the table said, oh, you can order, even if you pick the filet mignon, you can then have the lobster after that. You didn't have to pick just one dinner. You could just keep ordering. I'm like, oh, no wonder this was so expensive, you know. But we were dying. We were the youngest people there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this was like... I'm like, why do they market this as a honeymoon thing when these were all the senior set? I mean, we were talking 50 depends and up, you know? It's like, oh, my God. But so that's still there, huh?
Well, no. Well, the Caesars is, yeah, but so the Mattery Lodge was closed down, and they tore it down and built up the Mattery Casino. Huh. All slots. All slots. Penny, 2 cents, 5 cents,
ew.
25 cents, and then dollars and up.
Who's the marketing whiz behind that?
You'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
How the hell? What are all these noises? This apartment has more.
It's called the windows open because it's nice outside. I'm letting some air in here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you had. Did you win anything?
No. Huh. $40 lost.
Wow.
Well, that's all I said I was going to lose. I said $40 and I'm done.
I usually just play long enough to get another free drink. I just kind of drink my way, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm bored.
We had dinner in there. So they have like a little diner. It's like an old style type diner,
like a retro
kind of.
Yeah.
And there was five of us. Total bill, $57.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had a burger. Yeah, it was a half pound burger.
Wow.
Yeah, two of us got that. My sister and my mother got a wrap, and my mother's husband got like chicken tenders and fries. Mm-hmm. $57. I'm with I got like an iced tea, and they got some sodas and.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys were living large, man.
Woo! Well, the other place is
riding
in there,
on that red carpet.
They have a all-you-can-eat buffet. It's $20 a person.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a steakhouse, which is like, you know, real fancy. My sister said the one time they went there, they walked in to go eat, and they said there was a 4.5-hour wait.
Get out. Wow. Yeah, see, in the Borgata, they have that nice steakhouse, and now, I can't remember the name of it, but you know, it's that. Someday you'll have to go there because since you're a steak person, I mean, the filet mignon was no lie. It was about 3 inches tall and 3 inches, like, around.
Yeah, I went to the Borgata once, like, right after it opened.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, I mean, it's very fancy. And,
it's beautiful.
And the cocktail waitresses is the hottest in Atlantic City, but.
Oh, really? I wouldn't know.
But yeah, I'd have more fun walking up and down the boardwalk than I would sitting inside gambling.
Oh yeah, I don't go for the gambling. I go because of that beautiful spa, the beautiful room, the gorgeous dining.
No.
Well, this is back with ex Nightmare Number Two, who was apparently that was another one of his obsessions was gambling, and you know, we wake up one morning and I see this stack with one of those wrappers around of cash sitting on the table in the room, and I'm like. He goes, he didn't get in until 4 o'clock in the morning. I only looked at the clock, and I knew it was 4 o'clock. And I said to him the next morning, I said, you had fun last night? He's like, order room service, order whatever you want. I'm up, you know. I'm like, yeah, I know you're up. He goes, no, I mean, I'm up money-wise. Just order what you want. I'm like, okay, fine. So later on, I come to find – he told me he had won $1,500.
Okay.
Then he goes out and buys me – when we stop into my favorite antique, Victoria's Antiques in Cape May is my favorite antique and jewelry store because they get estate jewelry, right? And he says to the girl, I mean, I try this ring. I'm like, oh, it's gorgeous. Love it. La da da da. No big deal. And he says, well, you know, what's the best you can do on it? And he ends up buying it and starts counting out $900 cash. Okay? And I'm like, okay, well, that's really generous. And he's like, it's a Mother's Day gift. Because it was actually Mother's Day, right?
Okay.
Which, happy Mother's Day, everybody, because I know Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. But and I'm like, you know. So then we get out in the car, and he goes, okay, I kind of lied. I was up four grand. $4,000 in one night he won. And I'm like, so that's how the mortgage got paid.
Yeah, that
month, at least, you know. It's like...
Nah, my favorite
place.
But
yeah, I couldn't do that.
Trump Marina.
Oh, I went there when they first opened, and that's where I saw Eddie Money for the first time in concert.
Yeah, during the summer, you just go out there, they all live bands all day, all night.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get out a lot.
After Memorial Day,
really?
almost every day of the week, weekends. You can just, I mean, they got tons of tables out there, and you got the
I didn't know
the
that.
Marina's right there.
When it was all enclosed.
Now it's all outside.
Oh.
So,
because when I saw Eddie Money, we were sitting inside.
No, this is outside. I mean,
wow.
You get a nice day with a nice breeze coming in there, too. I mean, you drink, eat, everything right there.
Hmm.
It's hard to find a table.
Wow. Okay, so there you go, people. If you're looking for a really neat place to vacation, just a weekend getaway, go to Atlantic City. And when you're there, you can also go down to Haunted Cape May and take one of the ghost tours, have dinner at, what's that place, Elaine's? They have a really neat animatronic, haunted, spooky dinner thing. That you can eat at. Yeah, it's cool. It's very cool. Remember the NJGHS actually did a road trip way, way back in the very beginning. And we all met down in Cape May and we had dinner at Elaine's and it was really cool. And they put on the whole show and animatronics and you have dinner. And then from there we did the walking ghost tour. And then of course you can always go to Congress Hall and that's where Victorious Antiques is. And what's the girl I deal with? I think her name is... Now it escapes me. I want to say Jennifer, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, anyone's going to know.
But yeah, but if you go to Victorious Antiques, they get the best in terms of estate jewelry, and they have other beautiful things. And
sorry, I've only been there once with the NJGHS. So.
Really? When was that?
The investigation.
Oh, the investigation. Well, that doesn't count. They were just sitting in someone's house. It's not the same as going
to,
but
you know what? That was the best house we've sat in.
Yeah, talk about a cushy investigation. We even did the podcast from there, right?
Yep. The spread that she had for us, too?
Yeah. Food, people. Okay.
I go back and investigate her house any other time.
Actually, we could. We know where the key is. Anyway. So the Central Jersey Division meeting was canceled for May this month. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish are having to really keep a constant vigil there at the hospital for their granddaughter, Isabella. Sad news. The little one's lungs have collapsed. So we just ask that you keep Bella in your prayers. And again, I already said Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Let's see. What is this Supreme Mom thing?
What do you mean? What are you asking me for? You wrote up the show.
Oh, you know why? The Supreme Mom made the news this past week, and Dina Chirico sent me this story. It's in Paris, in Paris. On May 4th, a Roman Catholic bishop said Sunday that the church has officially recognized that the Virgin Mary appeared to a 17th century shepherd girl in the French Alps. Speaking at Mass in remarks broadcast nationally on France 2 television, Monseigneur Jean-Michel DiFalco Leonardi, jeez Louise, said he recognized the supernatural origin of the apparitions to 17-year-old Benoît Renquel from 1664 to 1718. The bishop, in an interview on France Info Radio, said the decision meant the church has committed itself in an official way to say to pilgrims, you can come here in total confidence. The recognition process involved a panel of experts, including two theologians and an investigating judge, he said. Officials at Notre-Dame de Laos Church said that after 4 months of daily apparitions starting in May 1664, the Virgin Mary asked Renquel to build a church and a house to receive priests. The sanctuary, which was founded by Renquel, today welcomes some 120,000 pilgrims a year, at times providing healing oils based on a method that the Virgin Mary was said to pass on to the shepherd girl. The recognition Sunday makes Laos an official pilgrimage site for the church, on a par with Lourdes, a site where Roman Catholic tradition holds that the Virgin Mary appeared before 14-year-old girl Bernadette Subiros in 1858. Now, see, that's the one I remember from my Catholic schoolgirl days, was the Our Lady of Lourdes and, you know, that whole thing. Remember they did a whole movie on that?
No.
The kids supposedly were on their knees walking backwards on their knees because they wanted to keep staring at the Virgin Mary so they could make it back home. Oh, yeah. You know. You're talking to. It's like a genuflect in 2.5. You know? I was like, oh, my God, here's another nun genuflect. You know. Anyway, thousands of people who have prayed and bathed at a spring in Lourdes said they have been healed. And workers at Bodega Chocolates, now get this, Bodega Chocolates in Fountain Valley, California, discovered a 2-inch column of chocolate drippings under a vat in 2006 that some think looks like the Virgin Mary. I mean, she's in toast. She shows up on the sides of trees in mold. I mean,
in eBay.
Yeah. So, I mean, why the heck not, you know? So there you go. There's your Supreme Mom Virgin Mary mother story for Happy Mother's Day.
Mon Dieu.
Dieu, yes, mon Dieu. All right, let's get on to Cemetery Hunts. Here we go. Cemetery Hunts will be on Saturday nights this year. Meet and sign in at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage via PayPal. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery. It must be done ahead of time. New members, you must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate on an investigative team. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for last-minute updates, or better still, here's a thought, join our Yahoo NJGHS group to have the info blasted into your email box. And why am I losing my voice? That's right, it's allergy season. Jeez Louise. Anyway, the first, we have a scheduled cemetery hunt for May 17th. I don't have anything booked as yet. Then we really kick off on May 31st. Runs from May 31st basically through September 6th. All the dates and the places and the links to the team leaders who are leading these particular hunts are on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website, which on the homepage you'll also find the PayPal link to pay for membership. You'll also find the deadline link, so if you want to email a parish share and then get your membership for free. I know. And I just killed me. But and then you'll also find the link for our Yahoo groups right on the homepage. There is one woman I meant to tell you, religiously, once every other month, will call up the e-voice number and ask, when is the next Northwest Division meeting? Because I keep missing it. Well, first of all, if you were able to extrapolate the e-voice number versus going to the homepage and seeing the date, time, and place, I don't get it, right? I mean, just what is wrong with these people? And I always leave a message very courteously
from
every
Jersey.
Month. No, it's probably a transplant. So every month I have to call back, or every other month, excuse me, I call back. I get the voicemail and I say...
Why every other month?
I don't know, but that's been
the
pattern.
Did you ask?
It's been the pattern.
Have you asked?
No, I haven't asked.
Why?
Because it just occurred to me that she does this every other month. I'm not going to bring it to her attention. And then that could really... I mean, this is someone who can't find the meeting on the homepage. Am I going to sit there and say, hey, I've noticed a statistical anomaly here. What do you think? I mean, come on. The woman can't even find Hackettstown, and she lives right up the street, you know? So every month I have to leave her a message and say, it's always the third Tuesday of the month.
Laura's opinions do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the NJGHS.
Oh, hell, they do! People, it's always the third Tuesday of the month, and all you have to remember is 7 o'clock, okay? I have 7 million things I have to remember, and yet it's right there on the homepage. But anyway, so that's what you'll find on the homepage. I'm so glad I take so much time to update the website so people don't get it right. Okay? So, and the cemetery hunts are on the homepage. Shall we do meeting announcements?
Oh, why not?
Okay, then. Oh, before I forget, this weekend is the first of the 2 weekends that the Bylancics are leading an NJGHS team at the Burlington County Prison Museum.
Oh.
And I know John has been very, very generous with saying, oh, you know, you should come down and have dinner with us and da-da-da. And believe me, I would love nothing more to. But I realized this week that I'm supposed to be doing a radio show for 4 hours on Saturday night.
Cool.
Well, not cool, because I'm looking at the calendar going, the whole reason I can't go down to John's thing is because of the book. I certainly can't be up on a radio show from 8 to midnight. And then I went in, I sent her an email, and she wrote back. She's like, oh, we had to reschedule things, and we're not having another show till June, and I'll let you know when we have another opening. And I'm like, not a problem, take your time. So I got out of that one, too. So yeah, guys, I would love to be there with you, but really I've got to just do nothing but write. Plus, with all the homework I've had helping my son with. And people, just so you know, death of a salesman is like death of your... No, it's not that bad, but it's just... Wow. To try to explain some of this stuff to a kid is really... I don't know why they picked this stuff. But anyway, let's do meeting announcements. Okay, and this won't take long because we only have two, count them, two divisions left, Central Jersey and North Jersey. The Central Jersey division is on May 7th. Well, it's not. Guess what? I forgot to update the script, even though I updated the website per Gregory and Sherry Irish.
Now you all know what I put up with.
We don't have a May 7th meeting. So whatever the first Wednesday is in June, which you know what? It's probably in the next script. Hang a bell. Let's make this really totally official, since I've nothing better to do than sit here. Where's the other script?
There?
No way, man! Dude, where'd it go? Oh, okay. Oh, fudge. I didn't update that one either.
God.
I'll look it up for the next
Heaven one. Help us!
Anyway, wow. Color me embarrassed. Anyway, so it's always the first Wednesday of the month. It would have been May 7th.
But it'll be June 4th.
June 4th. There we go. Thank you, Brian.
God.
What would I do without you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm special.
No, I won't go that far.
Oh, nice. Anyway, so we have June 4th will be the next Central Jersey Division meeting. That's in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Next, we have the North Jersey meeting, which will be coming up on May 20th. That's in the Hackettstown Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Then the topic for Dina's meeting, she's the team leader for the North Jersey Division, is mediums. Use 'em or lose 'em. Central Jersey doesn't have a meeting topic, but maybe if they do, they'll let me know and I'll let you all know. So other than that, we're going to take a break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, I'm Mark Skirman.
And I'm Mark Moran.
We travel on the roads more weird with our show Weird US.
And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for ParaShare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each ParaShare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the ParaShares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes. This week we actually have, a ParaShare.
Yeah, about freaking time.
Hey, you know, it happens.
Losers.
Okay. Hi, I'm Melissa, and my story isn't really that exciting, but it was interesting. I used to go to this day camp when I was younger, and there were woods there, and we went hiking through them once in a while. As we were walking, we saw this guy a bit of a distance away chopping at a tree with an axe. But then, a few minutes later, he disappeared. Sorry. When we went over to the tree, there were no markings that it had ever been touched by an axe. We couldn't believe that it had actually happened. But he appeared several times throughout my camping experience and creeped other groups out too when they went hiking, so I know I didn't imagine it. Supposedly, the camp is built on an ancient Native American burial ground, but I'm not sure how true that is. And this guy looked more like an old farmer or something, I don't know. No one really bothered to figure out anything about the ghost, we would just speculate who he could have been. I don't know if this is a story that's interesting, but it certainly scared me. I was only maybe 7 years old at the time. What made it really unnerving was that our counselors freaked out because that showed us that there was definitely something unnatural going on. Thanks for reading my story. I hope you found it interesting. Sincerely, Melissa. Melissa, I did find that interesting. And I really wish we knew where this camp was so we could try and do some research to figure out, you know, what the identity is of that full body apparition and if it's still appearing there and can we get a picture.
No, we couldn't.
Well, you never know.
We're not that lucky.
But I think it was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and especially at 7. And I can understand her point. They would freak you out, but then more so to see your counselors freaking out, you know? Because you're looking to the adults to protect you, haha.
Well, it depends how old the counselors are.
Yeah, I don't... Well, so, sometimes they're usually young.
They're like, sometimes they're like 16. It's
that young at day camp?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I am so moving from New Jersey. Sorry, I can't take it anymore. These allergies are brutal.
And where are you going, south?
I want to go back to Southern California. Sunny California. My kids were cracking me up. They found an old video they brought up. And it was, I don't think Trent even existed at this point. Brian was just a little guy. And it had snowed mercilessly. We had one of that blizzard, I think. Yeah, it was a blizzard. And on the video, I kept saying, you know, like, I guess my then husband was just trying to film me, like, doing, like, a commentary. I don't know why. He was weird. But, and I kept saying, you know, how the snow and the weather was, but it's not like this in sunny California. And my kids were like, see, Mom, even back then you wanted to go.
You just have to worry about fires.
Yeah. 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 Yep. Here I am, IMing you. God, I don't know what. I think that kid's smoking pot outside. It really stinks. Meanwhile, the tree stump's on fire. The house almost burns down. Oh, God. You know, only in my life. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's Drive Time Paranormal Broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hi, I'm Scott L. of Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio, and you're listening to Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia asked, what is the name of the haunted inn located in Abingdon, Virginia? The answer, the Martha Washington Inn. Woo!
That was tough.
Yeah, that was a kicker. Okay. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of somewhat easy. Strange footsteps heard on the second floor of the Big House, the beautiful columned antebellum mansion. The shutters of this mansion open independently, and the porch door has closed behind the museum curators, making them climb down the external staircase to regain access to the mansion, now a museum. People claim... See? I'm sorry. I cannot breathe. I am wired from how much Sudafed I've taken to try and breathe. Okay. People claim to see the ghosts of the little Parkman girls staring out the upstairs windows. Are the phantom footsteps that of John Parkman, former bank president who died during his escape from jail? Perhaps. What is the name of this mansion in Selma, Alabama? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the Llewellyn's 2008 Magical Almanac. This trusted companion of magical practitioners includes a calendar section with information on the moon's phases, which is good for you investigators, and signs, as well as incense and color correspondences that will maximize the energy of your everyday life pursuits. It retails for a whopping $8.99.
Woohoo!
Woo! Yeah. Only the best for our contestants. Hey, bear with me, you know. Doing the best I can here. And, so that's a pretty cool place I would like to see. Travel down that way if I'm ever down there. But I don't know. I've pretty much given up on the South. No offense. It's just the heat and the humidity and, you know.
Yeah, I hope you want to go to Southern California.
No, Southern California is a desert. Hello. No humidity.
Heat.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of heat.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it is humidity that is the kicker, people. Even like the other day, it was cold out. It was only like 60 degrees, but it was so humid. You could just see the haze. And it still made it where it was suffocating.
Must have just been Hackettstown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, that's another thing I hate about Hackettstown. Frickin' valley. I'm used to living on a mountain and being up above all of this. Now I'm living in a valley and everything sinks in a valley.
No, you're not.
What?
You are not in a valley.
Hackettstown's a valley. Do you see all those mountains surrounding my
really?
Place?
Then why is town over it Long Valley?
Oh, that's the name of the town is Long Valley, but
that's,
trust me.
That's below Hackettstown.
It's a little below. It's down the road.
A little? Wow. Schooley's Mountain is not a little mountain.
Trust me, Hackettstown is pretty much a valley. And you know how I can tell you that, too? From when I used to ride my mountain bike? There's no mountains because it was just like nonstop pedaling. You know, I came from Chatham where you're on top of the Watchung mountain range and everything was like gigantic pumping. But at least you'd kill yourself to the point where you're going to have a coronary pumping the bike up a freaking hill. But then you got to coast down. But when I got to Hackettstown, it was just pedal, 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 pedal because there's no hills.
Well, that's better for you.
No, it sucks. I want the wind. I have the need for speed.
Oh, see, I know. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's better for having the flat constant.
It's boring. You need that cardio, that real push when you're standing up and you're pumping say, with all your might to get up the hill and then you get to coast
They say
down.
The best type of workout is cross-country skiing where it's flat, not the big hills and up that you burn more.
Well, because in skiing you have a lift that carts your friggin' ass up the hill.
No,
cross-country and then you just coast
skiing,
in.
Not downhill.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Cross-country skiing would be better than regular skiing, because in regular skiing, you're sitting on your ass while you're being lifted up the hill. That
not
takes
always.
Away all the work.
No, you can go up the hill.
People actually go up the hill on skis?
Yes.
How the hell? You tell I've never skied.
Sideways.
Ew. Well, okay.
Or they take the skis off and they walk.
Oh, really? Yeah. You don't sink in? Isn't that snow really deep or something?
Depends.
See, I never... Nah. Anyway, so trust me, Hackettstown is pretty much a valley. It's just everything... If it's going to rain anywhere in New Jersey, it rains in Hackettstown every day. I just washed my car this morning. I pulled up. Would you know I had just washed it this morning? I just basically took $7 and held it out the window while I was on Route 80 and let it go for what that was worth, because the car, in the time it took me... Nowhere else did it rain. I came into Hackettstown, parked it, went into Walgreens to pick up a prescription. By the time I came out of Walgreens, there had been enough sprinkling, combined with the inordinate amount of pollen that Hackettstown has, to turn the car back into being lime green and spotty. So...
Hello, and welcome to Laura's Bitch Session. That was Laura, your host.
Tune in next week when I rip another town a new
one. No, you rip one during the break.
Oh, stop. It was a burp, okay? Just let's be clear about that, people, because, you know, I know that rip one can be interpreted for below the waist, but it wasn't.
I'll let the people use their own imagination.
No, seriously,
on that.
My kids can testify. Come on. Anyway. I want to remind everyone to get set for the Paranormal Intensive 2008, which is taking place September 20th, 2008, in the Valley of Hackettstown, where more often than not, it will rain, just like the last New Jersey Ghost Conference, where we were in a torrential downpour, were we not? Trying to lug in those gigantic speakers out of my tiny little car and set everything up. Thank God for Dave Roundtree.
Even still, we had a crowd.
I know. Well, we don't have a crowd this year, so people, if you don't register, I'm looking right now at canceling it and just sending the money back, because the registration is not that good. And I know people can argue and say, oh, but it's still early, but you know what? I can't make people drive. I have presenters coming from three or four different states, and I can't make them come all that way for, like, 10 people showing up, you know, for their workshop. It's just not worth it. So I'm going to give it till July 1st, and I'll make the call at that point. If I don't have a high enough head count, then I'm just going to kill off the 2008 Paranormal Intensive. So if you want to do it, make sure you register and get your friends to register. I think what I will keep in place, though, is the Dinner and Spirit Circle, because so far that does have the most people booking up, and that's what's so funny, and that's $60 a person. That's the most expensive thing, and that's what's mostly booking up. But you do get your dinner, a nice buffet dinner at the Haunted Charlie Brown's in Hackettstown, and then you have Jane Doherty, the famous psychic medium, who will be doing a spirit circle for an hour and a half. So it's a really good deal. The $60 includes the spirit circle, dinner, tax, and tip. Obviously, you're not allowed to have any alcoholic beverages during that, because it counts
as... Well, I'm not going.
Yeah, well, I can, because I'm just like, okay, is everybody set up? You're going to have... Okay, Jane, you take it from here. Boom, right down to the bar. See ya! But, so we'll see how this goes. But hopefully more people will register for the Paranormal Intensive so we can keep that afloat. And don't forget to sign up, too, for the Portsmouth thing.
I already did.
That I'm not too concerned about in terms... That one's the opposite. A maximum I can't go over. Can't go over 15 people, but so I don't really care. I think we've got like 5 or 6 people signed up now, so we've got spots left, but, you know, so that one I'm not concerned with. That one's only, what, $50 a person?
Yep.
Yeah, and that includes your dinner and your investigation in the Haunted Lighthouse, so.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad. So stay tuned to the websites, njghs.net, or sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo groups. Get the info blasted into your email box. And let's see. Oh, as far as the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse dinner and investigation goes, it's on August 16th. That is the night of the full moon and a lunar eclipse. You must make your hotel reservations. Your hotel accommodations, your transportation, everything is on you, except the only thing your $50 that you register with gets you registered for a spot to investigate and covers your dinner.
Kind of like
that
you
night.
Just said.
Yeah. But I'm just making sure that you understand. I'm telling you, if you want to book a room, we do have a reduced negotiated rate at the Comfort Inn in Portsmouth. The link and the information is on the page for the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner Investigation page of our website. thing I'm trying to get to here is if you want to book a room at that really good rate, you have to book it by July 15th, and you must request the NJGHS discounted rate when you make your reservation, right?
Yep. And you're begging anyone to drive you up to Maine.
We already agreed. You're taking...
No, we didn't.
It's on the show. And you said, I'll drive out to Hackettstown and get you. And I said, good, I'll pay for the gas. I'll give you my easy pass.
Go into the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Go into the hotel. I never said we're going to Maine.
Oh, well, did I just mention Maine now? No. It's okay.
Somebody wanted Maine lobster?
I do. And if you won't get me there, I will find a way. I will. I don't care. I'll rent a car. I'll just be like, forget it. You know, the next thing that comes along that has, you know, enough IQ to, like, own a driver's license.
Or Harley.
Yeah. I'll be like, just get me 15 minutes up the road. I'll get my lobster. I'll get you one, too. And then bring me back so Brian can drive me back to Jersey. She says with that sheepish smile on her face. All right, so thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Trico, and again, farewell to our wonderful Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly and voting for them monthly on PodcastAlley.com, because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.